comes the sun, I say it's all right. Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go to the Devil Radio website, download the app, or go to the Apple and Google store, download our app, Devil Radio app, the radio app, and can take Devil Radio with you 24-7, listen to your favorite shows. Or, this is real easy, you go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. And it's sit back. It's very, very easy. Very easy. And there's also on our website a link, support Devil Radio. Why is that there? It's there because a lot of you have called in and said you'd like to support Devil Radio. Not sure how to do it. We're the only voice in Wisconsin really standing up against right-wing talk hate radio. If you want to keep supporting Devil Radio, this gives you some ideas how to do it. It's also an excellent place to advertise if you're going to run for office, for any office. We have a statewide reach. We have a statewide reach on our app and on people listening online. It's not just the Madison area. Whatever you're running for, state treasurer, Senate, lieutenant governor, mayor of Milwaukee, Congress over in Ron Kind's district, assembly, Senate, it's an instant way for a very, very low cost to get you name recognition, get people talking about you, get people to know who you are and what your message is. Because without that, if you're anonymous, you don't exist. So there you have it. Okay, we are going to another unfortunate incident. Just over the weekend in New Zealand, there was a Sri Lankan resident of New Zealand. He was a jihadist, an ISIS follower, who stabbed people, about six of them, in a New Zealand supermarket. But the background leading up to it is extraordinary, in my view. This guy was from Sri Lanka. Remember, Sri Lanka, the Muslims in Sri Lanka are the ones that invaded Catholic churches at Easter a couple of years ago and killed hundreds of people. They always do it on Easter. This isn't the only time it's been done. Always target religion. This guy, though, had spent 3 years in prison, and he was arrested again because of his ISIS connections, doing some stuff. And the judge, a woman named Sally Fitzgerald, very weak, let him out. And what she called a year's supervision by a mosque, an imam in the mosque, who said, oh, I certainly will supervise him, certainly supervise him. The police appeared at the hearing. They said, we're very concerned about this guy. We're very concerned about him. We think he's going to do it again. Not only that, we are tailing him 24/7. We have a warrant to do that because that's the only way we can stop him from committing a crime unless you keep him in jail. And the judge said, quote, very weak, I note the extreme concerns of the police. I don't know if they're right, but I sincerely hope they're not. Oh, really, Sally Fitzgerald, you sincerely hope they're not, you idiot. You moron. And the prime minister down there is very weak, very, very weak. There's absolutely no thought of keeping jihadist elements out and other elements out. Well, this guy is being trailed by the police. They see him go into a supermarket. They're going to walk up behind him in the supermarket. He pulls out a knife and he stabs six people, some critically. Then, of course, they shoot him. It's too late. It's absolutely too late. I'll tell you something, New Zealand and then eventually Australia, you know, China has already said, basically long-term, they look on Australia as their property simply because it's near them. Enough's enough. Enough's enough. These are our allies. The message has got to get across down there. You don't give a guy a year's supervision by a mosque, then he goes out and stabs six people and the cops are trailing them and they show up in court and they say, please keep him, he'll kill somebody. And the weak judge says, I note the extreme concerns of the police. Don't know if they're right, but I sincerely hope they're not. She should be removed from the bench. And quite frankly, they need a new prime minister, a new leader down there. There's absolutely no thought of keeping jihad in all of this out. And if they don't, pretty soon, what's going to happen is you're not going to have New Zealand any more. Okay, going back to Donald Trump, this is amazing that he gets away with this. Donald Trump has his PAC, his Political Action Committee, paying about $40,000 a month for Trump Tower space that nobody's using. He claims staffers are using it. They're hardly ever there. So here's what he's doing. If he simply paid himself $40,000 a month, it at least would be income that he would have to personally report. And frankly, using your PAC to give you money, that's why Duncan Hunter and the guy out in California went to prison for using PAC money, his own money, money from his political account to pay his private bills. But what Trump does is he has all these properties that are vacant. And what he does is, I'm going to sign a called contract. It's called a contract. Get it? Quote, contract, end quote. Say for $40,000 a month. And it's certainly open to my staff. I hope they go. I don't know if they go. And all he's doing is paying for empty space. But if they go after him criminally on that, what he says is, well, I've tied it up. Nobody else can use it. Hey, Jack, nobody else wanted to use it. Okay. But that's what he's doing. $40,000 a month, $480,000 a year. And you think that that's a trivial amount to a billionaire? No, it's not. My grandmother used to say the reason people have a lot of money is because they don't give it away. Well, this guy looks at every penny and he's milking his pack. So all these people that are sending money in, 10 bucks, 5 bucks, going, oh, well, you know what I think? We got to stop the steal. It's not stopping the steal. He hasn't spent any money on stopping the steal. There was no steal. He's putting it in his own pocket. That is what he is doing. And it's wrong, very, very wrong. And so far, he's getting away with it. I'll tell you what, in terms of getting away with it, one of the things that concerns me, that bothers me, is the Republicans now have redistricting authority over about 20 states, including Florida, Texas, North Carolina, and they are going to use that authority. They're going to use that authority to gerrymander more and pick up more congressional seats, and Florida and Texas are already getting more congressional seats. What do the Democrats do? We have authority in far fewer than 20 states, but the fact is that in three of them, Colorado, Virginia, and Oregon, we've passed laws for fair commissions, fair maps. I support those laws, but that means we're not gerrymandering and we're not picking up some seats we could. Now, we don't have fair maps in Illinois, New Mexico, and New York, where we can control and we can gerrymander and pick up a few seats. But basically, we're the fair maps party. We're giving up the chance overall to get a few extra seats to offset the gerrymandering in 20 states, including Florida, Texas, and North Carolina. We need fair maps in every state, not just in the blue states, not just in the blue states. We need them in every state, every state. There you have it. There you have it. To us to hold on to our majority of what, 8 seats or something like that? When Texas, Florida get several new seats just in general, California loses a seat, Illinois loses a seat, New York loses a seat, and then they gerrymander what they got and we don't gerrymander what we got by and large. We do a little bit, but not overall, not overall. That, and in the off-year election, typically the party that has the presidency loses some seats. We got our work cut out for us. We've got our work cut out for us. It doesn't mean we can't do it. It doesn't mean we can't get it done. We are going to get it done. But the truth of the matter is that we're going fair maps, by and large. They're not going fair maps anywhere. The courts have already said they're not going to interfere with gerrymander. And so what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? I know what's going to happen. And there's simply got to be either, that's why Senate Bill 1, SB 1, and HR 1 are so important, if only for fair maps. That's the voting rights bill. There's a lot of good stuff in there, very controversial. Everybody's fighting over it. But one of its big provisions is fair maps. Every state will be required to use experts who as much as possible, keep communities of interest together and don't gerrymander. That'll be federal law. That trumps, no pun intended, state law wherever you go. Federal Trump state. So in any federal election for Congress, Senate, president, you'd have to have fair maps. And once you have that, it's going to extend to the state legislatures because they usually piggyback on the other. And frankly, if they try to play games there, Congress should pass another law, which is going to take a bigger majority, that says we are going to regulate state elections. Why can they do that? Because under the Commerce Clause, it has a federal impact on everything that goes on in the country. The U.S. Supreme Court in Baker v. Carr already regulated state elections. They said, for instance, Alabama had a deal where every county got one state senator. Well, some counties didn't have hardly any people, but they were rural counties, and big urban counties with large African-American populations got one senator, and it was an imbalance. And the Supreme Court said one man, one vote. Now interpret as one person, one vote. They overrode the states. Well, that should happen again. Either in the Supreme Court, good luck with six Republicans, but in the Congress. That should happen. You know, will it happen? You know, we'll stand by. We'll see. But right now, just to put on your radar, Republican states, about 20 of them, are going to gerrymander in addition to picking up seats. Because irrespective of gerrymandering, Florida and Texas have picked up seats, and some others have too. We are not gerrymandering in all but a couple of states. Maybe Maryland, Illinois, and New York will gerrymander, blue states, but the others, you know, Colorado and everything else, will not. They will not gerrymander. And therefore, we're going to get the short end of the stick. We got to do very well. The lines are lighted up, by the way. And do not go away. I will get back to you right after the break. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. I'll get back to the lines right after the break. Here comes the sun.